All right, we finished up one more day to polish up everything, and then it's exciting to get back into to the University of Minnesota and get in front of our fans and hope that they're loud for the San Diego's no huddle offense. So, ready? Questions?
How things looking with Fusco?
Good. He's going. He's continuing to go through the protocol.
You looking at Sunday morning to make a call on that?
No, we'll know shortly.
Mike, I know you talked about it on Wednesday a little bit, but looking at the two-point conversions a little bit more, I mean, have you seen what Pittsburgh is doing and how aggressive they're being in going with two? Or do you think that it's going to be more popular option going forward here with the longer extra points?
I don't know. I haven't seen them. I did see that they were kicking an extra point and they got a penalty, so they moved the ball to the one-yard line was one of them. So, you know, you might be more adept to do that in those. But I have not. I've got the total stats, but I have not paid attention to Pittsburgh specifically.
For you, do you think is it more of an option now than it has been in the past? Or
I think the weather and wind and the outside conditions will dictate that more than anything, and you know situations in the game. What you got? Nothing today?
I've got much for you today, Mike. Sorry.
All right.
It's alumni weekend. You made it a big point to reach out to Vikings alumni. About 70 are coming back. What was it like to see that many still connected to this?
Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, we love having former Vikings here. I know they've got a big thing going on at the hotel, the reception. We've got Mick Tinglehoff's Hall of Fame bust up in the lunchroom, so that's kind of cool. But it's always good to have these guys back. You know, these guys have all, including my guys, they've all busted their rear ends for this organization and for the fans here, and so we always want to make them feel special.
How does that make you feel personally to know that you're a part of giving back to the history of the NFL and this franchise?
Well, it's always been important to me. You know, the NFL's been awful good to me. I've had a chance to be with a lot of great players and do a lot of things that a lot of people don't get to do. And so it's always really special. You know, we have a great job and great profession. So, but it's, you know, I really respect the players that, and the coaches that have come before us.
What do you think Nord wants this one?
You know, he hasn't said much about it, honestly. I don't know. Probably wants it. I mean, you know, he's a lot like me, I guess. I want it too.
Sure. You said earlier this week it was a good week to be demanding. Were you more demanding, and how did the players respond this week?
I was probably fairly demanding Wednesday, but they responded well. They came out and they practiced good today, yesterday. So I'm not that good of a psychologist to, when they're not doing good, tell them they're doing good, not doing good. I'm going to make sure that they understand the task at hand and the things we have to do and the way we have to work and what my expectations are. But I'm not going to be a jerk just to be a jerk.
Don't consult any psychologist on that.
I probably should.
North talked a little bit yesterday about, and you've talked about it too, just the work you're doing with Adrian to improve the ball security. You pretty happy with where things went this week in that front?
Yeah, he's been good. He's been good.
With Diggs,
I've talked to him, you know, several times, joking around about some things, and then, but you know, Adrian understands.
With Diggs, is it just a case where more other guys are more ready to contribute on special teams, and that's why he hasn't been able to go?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a little bit is just the. You know, we like him a lot as a player. It's just, you know, we can have 46 on game day. That's just that's the issue. And some guys are not more valuable, but guys are, you know, we use them more on those special teams things. So he'll get an opportunity to play this year, I would anticipate, and I think he'll do good when he does.
What would you assess Hunter's readiness after week one, sitting week two?
We'll see how it goes. We'll talk some more about it tonight and tomorrow. He has some unique abilities, and I do think that this could be a game that we can use him in. But we'll just have to see. You know, we have to look at all the different scenarios, the offensive line.
You got a guy like Anthony Barr who starts to draw more attention as a young developing guy. Do you take it as a challenge to be more creative with him, or does it change anything you do?
Both. Yeah, sometimes it changes things that we do, and then sometimes it helps us to be more creative as well, yes.
A young guy like that, hitting that hurdle, is he a guy you need to talk to about getting over that hump, or does he take that on himself?
No, he's really good about that stuff. There's still a lot of things he has to work on. I mean, he's not Lawrence Taylor yet, but he's still got a lot of things to work on. But he takes things serious. He's impressive in the knowledge of the things he has as a young guy, and we'll just continue to try to get him better. And sometimes, even though we don't have the perfect scheme for him on a particular play, not his scheme. I mean, the scheme's good for him, but on a particular play, he may have to beat somebody else. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, you get to be a free guy every time.
Does he seem to be just in working his way back from the time that he missed last year? Are you seeing everything that you want to see in that regard?
Yeah, I don't think that's an issue at all. It's just there's just things he needs to continue to work on at this level. And, most people assume it's pass coverage, but he's really pretty good in that.
Kendricks has talked about kind of getting used to being more active in a blitz type role. How has he looked in the first couple of weeks of the regular season on that front, pass pressure?
Well, he hit the quarterback pretty good the first throw down last week, I guess it was. He's getting better. He's starting. I'm trying to say this the right way. We have some complicated things that. Sometimes it takes young guys a little while to figure out, but I think he's getting there. He works real hard at it.
Rudolph has talked several times about how much better he feels, how much healthier he feels. Have you noticed a significant difference in his ability to get downfield and stretch it a bit?
Kyle has excellent size and range, and so that's part of it. I feel like we have several guys can stretch a field, but I was on him pretty good about blocking better, more so, and so he's been working hard at that.
Time for two more.
You mentioned that San Diego offense. How does the tempo of it and Rivers' ability to get the football out of his hands so quickly stress the defense?
Well, it stresses a lot. They've got a lot of crossing routes. If he gets the ball out quickly. The tempo that they go at sometimes, they change up. Sometimes they'll go real slow and sometimes they'll go fast. So it's hard to get in a rhythm defensively sometimes. But he's a great competitor. He'll sit in there and throw. I mean, we've hit him in the past. There's been times when he's made some fantastic throws under duress. And he's very smart. He's really, really smart. We're going to have to do a good job against him.
Yesterday, Adrian mentioned on that record-breaking game that he would run. He remembers running by Norv on the sideline. Have you and Norv at all talked about his perspective, Norv's perspective on that?
No, not really. We haven't. I didn't talk to him. Good. All right. All right, thank you.